Now, Minister Simon Harris has said that government patience with RTE is running low as the payments and governance controversy at the national broadcaster continues for a 16th day. This morning, the incoming Director General of RTE, Kevin Backhurst, met with staff unions. And we can talk now to Stuart Masterson, who's chair of RTE's trade union group, who is just out of that meeting and joins us now in studio. Stuart, can you tell us, first of all, what did you have to say to the incoming Director General at this meeting this morning?
The first thing that we covered off with him was, thank you for meeting us, but it's been 2 weeks since we've heard anything from management, which for us is just showed how little engagement with us as the unions and staff there was. And we made it very clear to him going forward, he has to have more engagement with staff and unions going forward so that we can be part of whatever's going forward or what his plan is. But we made it very clear about that. We also pointed out other shortcomings within the company. I think it'll be interesting when it comes back out from the committee's request for the lowest 50 paid workers in RTE about the disparity between the haves and have-nots, and that there is sort of two gears in RTE. And we are now, it's now being seen by the public how sort of there is a disconnect between the staff who are here day in, day out, putting stuff to air, and then the people behind it all, you know, at the higher end of things. So we made it very clear that he can only start rebuilding trust with staff. He needs to start rebuilding trust with staff so they can start rebuilding trust with the wider public, because at this moment in time, the staff are just, we got across how in no certain terms, the anger of the staff and the frustration, the lack of communication, you know, for 2 weeks during this big crisis, and we've heard nothing. So we were very welcoming to that.
Yeah. Now, Kevin Backhurst did say yesterday that he would be meeting staff in the coming days. Did he outline any detail of how he plans to approach that to you?
The detail was as much as that he would hopefully be looking at going around the organisation and in small enough groups that everyone could be heard, rather than one big meeting with 1,000 people, or not 1,000 people, but like, you know, so many people that not everyone could get a voice in. So he'd be looking at sort of, I think, more general areas and going in and having meetings with them. No particular timeline on it, but it'll be in the near future, as in, you know, over the next maybe couple of weeks. Clearly there's a lot going on with the Oireachtas committees where he's been tied up with that. So it's, you know, it's trying to balance going in front of Oireachtas committees and then make himself available to staff. As well as those formal meetings that he's talking about, he said he also plans to be walking the corridors more and just seeing what people have to say. You know, which to me is a huge step change from our previous DG, because, you know, you might not see her very often around the building. And she wouldn't have met unions a huge amount, or staff. So this is it gives a good indication of where he wants to bring this, which is being more open to staff and more engaging with staff.
Okay, now, and obviously just to say that we haven't heard from Dee Forbes on any of these issues publicly as of yet in terms of interviews, so obviously she would probably have something to say to that. Mm-hmm. Just, can I get back to the meeting? There were three people there, Kevin Backhurst, yeah, the director of HRE, Mark Cusack, yeah, and interim Deputy Director General Adrian Lynch,
yes,
this morning, and obviously a number of union representatives. Was there any discussion around the plans to reconstitute the executive management structure at RTE? Did any of that detail come out?
He wasn't any forthcoming with the detail. He said all that'll be made public on Monday. The one thing he kept referring to was a new leadership team. So I don't know what that, does that mean? He wouldn't elaborate what that meant. But what I can say is on Monday, it seems like his grand plan for how everything's going to happen going forward is going to come out. But that's, yeah, like I can't really elaborate anymore because he didn't elaborate.
Okay. Chair of the RTE Trade Union Group, Stuart Masterson, thank you very much for joining us in studio today.